WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and there's a little light fog out there, and it's 32 degrees in Richland Center. Look for mostly cloudy conditions today, patchy fog, and a small chance of a few flurries, high 35. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 27. And possible pockets of sunshine early tomorrow, becoming cloudy by late afternoon again with a high of 35. Once again, our current temperature under cloudy, light, a little bit foggy conditions, our temperature is 32 degrees.
Do you really want a bachelor's degree but are unsure if you're ready? Start earning your bachelor's degree at Southwest Tech in Fenimore and then transfer to a four-year institution to complete your studies. The caring faculty and staff at Southwest Tech will guide you through transfer contacts, help you pick classes so your credits go with you, and keep the whole process on track. You can save thousands of dollars, take on much less debt, and graduate with the same degree for the career you want. There's still time to explore your options, apply, and become a student at Southwest Tech. Classes start Monday, January 15th. Apply online at swtc.edu/apply. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Today is Saturday, January 6th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Yesterday morning at approximately 4:08, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a one-vehicle semi-crash on Highway 151 northbound at the McAdam Road overpass, with a secondary semi-crash occurring moments later. Jason Beckman, age 49, from Lakeview, Iowa, was traveling northbound on Highway 151 in his 2014 Peterbilt semi-tractor and trailer when he left the roadway on the road's left side. Beckman struck a guardrail and continued traveling northbound, destroying approximately 150 yards of metal guardrail and wooden posts. The semi then struck the concrete guardrail barrier on the 151 bridge, causing the tractor and trailer to split. The trailer plummeted to the creek bed and roadway below. The trailer was loaded with pork belly and scattered throughout McAdam Road. At the same time, the tractor rolled on its passenger side and continued sliding northbound on Highway 151 across the bridge. The tractor came to rest, teetering over the edge of the bridge's concrete guardrail barrier on the north end. The engine separated from the tractor's cab and came to rest on the central line of Highway 151. Moments later, James Gordon, age 56, from Waverly, Iowa, was traveling northbound in his 2020 Kenworth, pulling a fully loaded hopper trailer. Gordon struck the engine with the front driver's side of his rig, causing the front steering tires to be damaged. Gordon's vehicle veered right and slammed into the guardrail on the right side of the roadway. Gordon controlled his semi safely, and it came to rest on the shoulder of Highway 151 on the right side of the roadway. Gordon was not injured in the crash. His tractor sustained disabling front-end damages. The trailer was not damaged. Beckman's truck and trailer were both a total loss. Beckman sustained severe but non-life-threatening injuries in the crash and was transported to Mercy One Hospital in Dubuque. The northbound lanes of Highway 151 were closed for approximately 9 hours while crews worked to clean up the wreckage. Though the crash is still under investigation, it is believed the crash occurred due to the driver error. No apparent mechanical or environmental factors played a part in the cause of the crash. Citations are pending further investigation. A ballot placement drawing will be held on Monday morning at 10 in the City Clerk's Treasurer's Office, located at 450 South Main Street in Richland Center. Two candidates for the office of Richland Center Mayor have been certified to appear on the ballot for the April 2nd spring election. The position of Richland Center Mayor is a 2-year term. The candidates are Todd Coppernell and Karen Tepley. The deadline for candidates to file nomination papers, declarations of candidacy, and campaign registration statements was at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, January 2nd. Wisconsin law requires a drawing of lots of to determine the order of the candidate's name on the ballot. The candidates' names will be printed on uniform slips and placed in a box for drawing. The first name drawn will appear first on the ballot, and the second name drawn will appear second on the ballot. The drawing, which is open to the public, will be witnessed and certified by the city clerk for placement on a consolidation ballot for electors to vote. Candidates are not required to be present for the drawing. Since there's no challengers for the other races, a drawing is not necessary. The extended deadline has passed for anyone interested in running for the District 1 alderperson seat currently held by Connie Poppenjohn, who did not return nomination papers by Tuesday's deadline. That means there will be no ballot candidate listed on the April 2nd ballot in District 1. Have you shopped at Sam's Club recently for some charcuterie meats? If so, it's time to check your refrigerator. There's a recall on certain ready-to-eat charcuterie sampler meat products from Busetto Foods of Mount Olive, New Jersey, with concerns that the products may be tainted with salmonella. They are also trying to determine if the products are related to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The meat products were manufactured on October 30th of 2023 and are in a 18-ounce plastic tray packages. They are marked with a best if used by date of April 27th, 2024. Local farmers are starting to get anxious with the lack of snow and high temperatures this winter, particularly potato farmers. They need certain low temperatures to help control the insects because the deeper the ground freezes, the more difficult it is for the bugs to munch on the farmers' crops. News 12 spoke with an Antigo farmer who said the Colorado potato beetle is the biggest threat. Farmers also want the snowpack because in spring it brings melting snow and replenished groundwater. Hundreds of people charged with storming the U.S. Capitol 3 years ago have had a powerful incentive to plead guilty rather than to go on trial. An Associated Press review of over 1,200 cases arising from the January 2, 2021 attack found that the average prison sentence for a Capitol riot defendant convicted of a felony after trial is roughly 4 years and 3 months. That's roughly 2 years longer than the average sentence for those who pleaded guilty to a felony. Defendants who plead guilty typically receive some leniency for accepting responsibility. But lawyers for some January 6 defendants who went to trial have complained about what has long been described as a trial tax. A Milwaukee woman has pleaded guilty to 5 homicide charges after driving through a red light in May and crashing into another car, killing 5 passengers, including a 1-year-old girl and 3 teenagers. In exchange for the guilty plea Friday, prosecutors dismissed 6 other felony charges against 21-year-old Antiana Sandefleur. Assistant District Attorney Sarah Sadowski said she would ask the court for a substantial prison sentence. Sentencing is scheduled for February 19th. Police say Sandefleur's minivan was speeding when it went through a red light and collided with another vehicle and a pole. Killed in the crash were the 1-year-old girl, 2 15-year-old girls, a 17-year-old boy, and a 32-year-old man. The man charged with killing 7 people at a 4th of July parade in 2022 asked again to be represented by public defenders after firing them last month. Robert Crimmel III faces 21 counts of first-degree murder, 48 counts of attempted murder, and 48 counts of aggravated battery for the shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. A judge last month granted 23-year-old Crimmel's request to represent himself and move up his trial date by a year. Crimmel appeared in court briefly on Friday, and the judge granted his request to reappoint the Lake County Public Defenders as his attorney. WRCO News Time is 12:11. When WRCO News returns, we will have a report on PayPal scams.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy with a little bit of light fog off in the distance, and our temperature is 32 degrees at 12:13. The use of online services to help make money transfers has become popular. These services help make transfers safely without sharing credit card information to wherever the transaction is being made. One of the most popular of these services is PayPal. With PayPal, as with any online financial transfer service, scammers try to get your personal information by asking you to use services like PayPal. Michelle Reinen is the initiative's advisor for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Consumers have reported to Consumer Protection that they've received a message claiming they need to pay a bill or finalize a refund through PayPal. And in many cases, these consumers did not even have PayPal accounts. So they indicate that in order to correct the alleged billing error, the message asks that the consumer provide their credit card information using a link or a phone number.
You should avoid clicking on a link if asked to do so.
The link can lead to a convincing clone of the real PayPal website. So again, an imposter site, a lookalike, which then solicits login information. Or, of course, by clicking the link, it could load malware and viruses onto the device that's being used. So we really encourage consumers to ignore these email solicitations and messages. And if you're at all concerned and you have a PayPal account, go log in the regular way that you would do it, because you'd have a notification there. If there really was a billing concern in your account activity, there'd be notifications for you there that you can address.
If a email from PayPal is legitimate, Ryan says that they would not ask you to click on a link.
They would ask you to log in your normal way and do the update. They wouldn't ask you to click a link in order to get to them to fix any billing errors. So, you know, if you receive this at all and you're concerned, just go log into PayPal your normal way. Don't click these links.
DatCap recommends that if you're impacted by a PayPal or any other money transfer scam, do not pay any more money. If your credit card or bank account information was exposed, inform your credit card company and or bank immediately. If your device was infected with malware or viruses, consult a computer or phone repair professional. Change your password. If any other accounts use the same password, change those as well. Avoid reusing passwords for multiple accounts. Also, if you are a victim of the scam or any other scam, you can contact DatCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by calling 1-800-422-7128, also by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcap.wi.gov. WRCO News time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics. Turbos in Hub City appreciates your support and patronage. Please note that Turbos is closed now and will reopen in the near future. At Turbos, you'll enjoy the festive atmosphere along with delicious soup, a fresh salad bar, great tasting bluegill, perch, shrimp, and more. For a mouth-watering meal you'll enjoy, it's Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City. Remember, Turbo's in Hub City is closed and will reopen in the near future.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean's Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Today is Saturday, January 6th. Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life is being held from now until 3 at Turbos in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Avis Spencer is survived by sisters-in-law Shirley Spencer and Kathy Spencer of Richland Center, Mary Spencer of Reedsburg, and June Spencer of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-nieces and nephews, cousins, and friends. Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 1 at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sledge and the Woodbrook Veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidt Woodland Hills. John Woolley is survived by 4 children, Linda and Brian Gosrud of Lake Villa, Illinois, Martin Woolley of Apache Junction, Arizona, Kevin and Nancy Woolley of Lakeland, Florida, and Sandra and Brian Jewell of Richland Center. 11 grandchildren, 1 step-grandchild, 14 great-grandchildren, 2 step-great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and many relatives and friends. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. A cloudy day today with patchy fog out there and also a few scattered snow showers. High temperatures now slowly creeping into the mid-30s with a high of 36 degrees expected, and winds quite calm out of the northwest at about 5 miles per hour. We'll stay stuck under overcast skies and mild temperatures, as tonight we only fall to the mid-20s. Tomorrow will kick the day off mostly cloudy, with a few flurries flying, and there's also the possibility of a few pockets of sunshine, too. But we cloud things back up into the afternoon as highs climb to 34 degrees. Tomorrow night we stay cloudy as lows crash to the low 20s. And for Monday, it's the calm before the storm. High temperatures spike to the upper 30s under cloudy skies as winds get feisty out of the southeast, gusting up to 15 miles per hour. This is pumping in the moisture for the snowstorm that we've been talking about. As it strikes overnight Monday and into Tuesday, it'll be a snowy and blustery day. Right now, we're looking at about 2 to 5 inches of snowfall to accumulate Tuesday. And with high temperatures at 36 degrees, it'll be a wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall. Be sure to get those shovels and snowblowers ready and take your time, as we've got an active weather pattern headed our way. In fact, we calm down Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning, but by Wednesday night, another half an inch is expected to fall, and that could linger into Thursday morning. Some pockets of sunshine Thursday afternoon, but high temperatures only into the mid-20s. And Thursday night, lows crash to the single digits. Brrr! Beware, by Friday morning, it'll be blustery with snow likely and good amounts of accumulation expected once again. The winter weather vibe is truly alive. Because by mid-month, we're going to see a lot more ice starting to build out on those lakes, including the Great Lakes, which is much needed. Stay safe out there driving in the snowfall, and remember to get your house and your car ready for these situations. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy with some light distance fog, and our temperature is 32 degrees after a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 37, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1880 is 58 degrees with a record low of 25 below set back in 1988. Last year's high was 29 with a low of 14. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:41, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.71, and we have received so far today about an eighth of an inch of snow. Once again, our current temperature is 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Rockwell offers that too. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
That you meet, it doesn't
Doing today. That, of course, was The Cars with Rick Ocasek singing lead. My Best Friend's Girl. Gonna stick in that same time period here. This is Kansas with There, Dust in the Wind. Presley with his Devil in Disguise. Here's a little bit of Crispy and St. Peter's with the Pied Piper.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Chuck Berry, rock and roll music from 1957. It's time for our first commercial break of this afternoon, so we're going to do that. Thank you very much to our sponsors. And we've got another tune from the 50s. When we come back, we've got Brooke Benton singing So Many Ways.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, this is Julie. Stop in at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and enjoy some great savings on Christmas decor at 50% off and winter decor at 30% off. Some exclusions apply. At Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston. Where the daily specials are mouthwatering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere, it has to be experienced. Drop by Fridays for fantastic fish starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
Do you know the best-kept secret in Richland County? It's Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a surprisingly affordable residence for older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager. In 1995, I purchased Harvest Guest Home in memory of my mother, who taught me that the true test of a person is how he takes care of his parents. My staff and I practice this teaching daily by putting residents first, by doing what is right for them, and worrying about the business later. This is our commitment to the elderly. This is how we find meaning in our work every single day. This is our way of life. See for yourself how our commitment benefits our residents. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family here.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
So many ways. Welcome back. Going to start a female artist set now, kicking things off with a little Carole King and her Sweet Seasons.
I wanna give it not since I've known you. You showed me how to leave myself behind, how to turn down the noise in my mind. Now I haven't got time for the pain. I haven't got room for the pain. I haven't the need for the pain. Not since I've known you.
Simon, haven't got time for the pain. Great song. It's 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon, so we need to break for station identification. I want to thank all the sponsors of today's program. Those companies would include WP Dental, the Goplin Insurance Agency, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pine Valley Community Village, and Summit Ridge Supper Club. Thank you very much to each and every one of them. So we will do a station identification real briefly and come right back with more great music, starting out with some Leslie Gore.
Saturdays with Simo. It's great music from a great era with a great host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
First Shine.